This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Both Republicans and Democrats agree on a couple of things. As surprising as that may seem, it really isn't. Both agree that crime is a serious problem in New Mexico and that the quality of education is a serious concern. A recent poll done by Research and Polling for the Albuquerque Journal proves that. The poll by Brian Sanderoff's firm was done between September 7th and 13th with a sampling of 423 voters. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
78% of those polled said crime is a serious problem. 18% said it was a somewhat serious problem, and 3% didn't think it was at all. Education was similarly an issue. 68% said it was a serious concern, 24% somewhat serious, and a few didn't think there was any problem at all. Other categories polled included the economy, in which 35% thought it was a serious problem, and 43% said not so much. For homelessness, 54% said, yep, it is serious. 35% said, no, it's not. When the poll was done a few years ago, initially, the numbers were quite different. Fewer people thought either there were a serious problem, but statistics show an increase in crime and not much improvement in education. That last poll was only in 2016. More after this. In 2016, 63% thought education was a serious issue, now 68%. Then crime ranked at 62%, now it's 78%. When it comes to crime, Sanderoff says that New Mexico's violent crime numbers are horrible. New Mexico is 82% higher than the national average. New Mexico had over 702 incidents of violent crime per 100,000 people. That's up 7 points from last year. Not everyone statewide thinks it's as serious as Albuquerque, where 85% do. In the Las Cruces area, only 57% think it's serious. Women think it's worse than men, and Republicans more than Democrats. There is one area of improvement over the last survey. Then, 56% thought the economy was in serious condition, but this year, 35% felt that way. New Mexico still has a higher-than-average unemployment rate, although it was just reported it had dropped to 4.6% from 6% a year ago. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
We all know there are polls and surveys and studies for everything, and the results can be skewed to produce whatever results the pocketbook behind the poll or survey or study wants. But the Sanderoff polls commissioned by the Albuquerque Journal have, in our experience, proven to be fair and responsible. All that means is that we still have a lot of problems in New Mexico, but in a few areas, they are improving. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.